Let's start with Tulsi Gabbard. Now that she's advanced to the full Senate, do you expect there to be any problems with her going through this confirmation process?
Well, it might be, of course, because Republicans only have a 3-seat majority in the United States Senate. We might see, frankly, some opposition from some members. I can actually think of Mitch McConnell potentially objecting to Tulsi Gabbard's confirmation. That being said, I think it's very likely we'll see a repeat of the confirmation of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense, but there might be a couple of defections. It's my belief that Ms. Gabbard will, in fact, eventually be confirmed.
The Director of National Intelligence is the position that she will be appointed to. How important is it for this process to get done to have someone lead that post?
Yeah, it's going to be. It's a very difficult post to oversee 18 separate intelligence agencies. And your job is to synchronize the intelligence from all those different groups, number one. Another thing that the DNI does is he or she actually briefs the president on a daily basis on what the most important intelligence is at that moment. So having that particular ear, that particular moment, allows that person to decide what needs to go to the president. That's key and essential to decision-making. Finally, of course, this person has to coordinate with our foreign allies, what's called Five Eyes, that share intelligence with the United States, which includes Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom. And there have been many people who have suggested that our allies may be a bit concerned about continuing to share all of their intelligence with the United States because of some of the poor judgment Ms. Gabbard has shown in past meeting with Assad, endorsing Edwin Snowden and wanting him to be pardoned, and also, if you will, repeating several times many of the talking points that the Russians have used to justify the invasion of Ukraine.
Jeff, shifting gears to Gaza now, where we heard that Israel and Hamas are in those expanded ceasefire talks. What do we know about the latest there?
Well, they're just beginning, and this will be a very crucial moment if we can move on. The first phase seems to be going pretty well, but now we're talking about not only the release of all of the remaining hostages, but more importantly, the removal of Israeli forces from the Gaza Strip. And the Israelis, I think, are going to be somewhat resistant to do that. On top of that, of course, the announcement last night Mr. Trump made in the Oval Office with Prime Minister Netanyahu looking on that the United States is going to take over ownership of the Gaza Strip and build a Middle East Riviera, I think will make these negotiations even more difficult.
What did you make of Mr. Trump's comments about taking over in Gaza once it's rebuilt?
Well, I guess I'll quote Senator Tom Tillis from the great state of North Carolina. Yeah. He said there might be a couple kinks in this slinky as you move forward. I mean, this is a stunning announcement by an American president. It's a reversal in many ways of which Trump has talked about in the past. He said, you know, as he was getting ready to be inaugurated, that this was their war, it was not our war. And he's frequently campaigned and talked about not getting the United States involved in forever wars that would take many years. Well, this monumental task, I mean, there's 2 million Palestinians, there's 42 million tons of rubble. Taking this over, my estimate, roughly 40,000 troops, maybe. And that doesn't even begin to talk about the assistance required to rebuild this place. And oh, by the way, in the middle of all that, the Trump administration is disbanding USAID, which would be a critical agency for this type of a task. So it seems a very unusual comment by the president. There's a lot, I think, to be talked about in terms of the reaction around the world. We're seeing the Saudis, many countries rejecting this. And the president, frankly, to conclude, has also said that the 2 million Palestinians should be moved out of the Gaza Strip and moved to Egypt or moved to Jordan. Well, neither of those countries want that to happen. They're totally opposed to it. Most countries around the world are opposed to that happening. So I just don't see, in the short term at least, how this can be effective.
Seems like it could also be a threat of a widening regional conflict if this happens as well.
That's very true. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This could compromise those negotiations we talked about with Hamas. Obviously, around the Middle East, all across the Middle East, I'm telling you that people will look upon this as the United States not only being a supporter of Israel, but being a close eye in the coordinating of this effort. And don't forget, very conservative members of Mr. Netanyahu's government have talked frequently during the war about removing all the Palestinians from the Gaza Strip and filling it full of Israeli settlers. So it'll be interpreted across the region broadly as the United States, you know, cooperating in that ultimate objective.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland. Jeff, always appreciate the time and the perspective and look forward to visiting again soon.
Take care.